We're going to open to the 19th chapter of Proverbs. And my aim is maturing you to such a degree that no matter what happened, you will know how to handle it for yourself.
Yes, sir.
Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
And so the Lord has given me some. I'm going to read in three different translations tonight because I want you to get this. In Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21. Proverbs 19:21. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. You see that? How many of y'all see that? See that? All right. Now, years ago, I read this in the NIV Bible, 19:21. It says, and listen to this very closely. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. I really want you to saturate that. You need to soak that. You need to see this because what I'm going to start training you in tonight, I want to train you into an area of maturity. We know about promises. We know about God's provision. I say to you, we often come to church, and this has been a setup, to get our needs met. And when I say come to church, we come to the church building. We come to get our needs met. And we should be beyond that.
Yes, sir.
And so what I'm going to teach you tonight is teach you how to get beyond that. That'd be okay?
Yes, sir.
Teach you how to get beyond needs and beyond worry and fear. Let me read that verse again now. I want you to look at the verse real closely. Many are the plans in a person's heart. A lot of plans. But it is the Lord's purpose that prevails.
Yes, sir.
It is the Lord's purpose, that not your plan. It's the Lord's purpose. All right, now watch. Here I read it again now in the Amplified Bible. Many plans are in a man's mind, but it is the Lord's purpose for him that will stand. An Amplified Bible said, be carried out. Many plans are in a man's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose for him that will stand or be carried out. Now this next verse will throw you if you don't watch yourself because you won't even listen to me. The next verse I'm going to read you, you're so familiar with it, you won't even, if you don't watch yourself, you won't even listen to the lesson and to the maturity that God wants to bring in along this subject. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. But don't let this verse, is so sweet. See, it's such a sweet verse, it can throw you. It's such a familiar verse. And if you read Romans 8, 28 and forget about Proverbs 19, 21 I read? Yeah, and you forget about it. You forget about it because Romans 8, 28 is so familiar and it's so complimentary that you think you have it and you don't have it. I'm trying to find out what way I want to address this in... Yeah, I know. Let's just write this down. Knowing how to live in God ordained purpose for me. Knowing how to live in God's ordained purpose for me. And then when you write that down, the next thing I want you to denote as a maturity note in the spirit, it will always cause me to prevail. No matter what you're dealing with, if you understand how to flow or how to live or how to yield to God's ordained purpose for you. Now, here's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say to me now. Your ordained purpose from God is like a fingerprint. Wow. You know what I mean by that?
Yes, sir.
Neither one of us is personal.
Yes, sir.
So God has a ordained personal purpose for you. And when you understand that ordained personal purpose, you step in prevailing every time. And so one of the things that causing us not to prevail all the time, even all the scriptures we know, all the promises we know, all the confession we're making, if you're not in the groove of your purpose blueprint. You understand my language? See, each one of you all are unique. Oh, we all have a common cause, preaching the gospel. But don't get purpose mixed with talent and gift. They're not the same. Don't get purpose mixed. You might have a talent. You might have a gift. That's not your purpose. All right? Your purpose has to be revealed to you by the Holy Spirit. Now, there's from praying in the Spirit, Romans 8, 26, 27. We get to the 28th verse. It says, all things work together for good for them that love God who are called according to his purpose. You know, didn't you have to have an idea of understanding what purpose is? The reason why something is done. The aim or intention of something. You with me? It also, the dictionary definition, the feeling of being determined to do or achieve something. Or the aim or goal, G-O-A-L, of a person. I wrote a few footnotes for you. It might serve you well. Prevailing in God's ordained purpose for your life. Knowing and living out your God-given purpose. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Your purpose will become your compass.
Amen.
You cannot prevail without a purpose from God. So, in my own simple way, I wrote the word GPS. Who knows what a GPS is? We got to use that thing all the time. We're traveling. God's purpose, success. If there's a success waiting on you in purpose, but it has to come from God, all right? Are you still with me? Turn with me to Job for a minute. Let's look at some things here about this God-ordained purpose. Job chapter 23. Now this is you will mature here. My assignment here, Word of Life now, is I got to get you matured because everything else falling apart. And so I want you to mature in understanding that you can have a lot of plans, but only the purpose of the Lord will prevail. Now, feeling, stacks of facts can't stop you when you're operating in your personal purpose.
Yes, sir.
So So your facts will stack against you. Facts, normal, natural fact will stop against you. But your purpose is not, will not submit to facts. Hear me now. Don't just sit there and act like you hear me. Hear me. In Job chapter 23, and it must be, let me look here. Because this statement got to be powerful in your life. And so I want you to hear it clearly, what the Lord is saying here. So we're dealing with your purpose, right? Amen. All right. Now, a lot of y'all are behind.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Amen.
In where God had designed for you to be.
Yes, sir.
But because of not understanding the importance of you having a revelation from the Holy Spirit of your personal purpose, it has slowed you down. Yeah. Don't mean, it doesn't mean you're a bad person, but it just, purpose will cause you to mature so much and so fast. Most of you all don't know what your purpose is. You think your purpose is to go to church, my purpose is to do this, my purpose is to sing, my purpose is to pray. No, your purpose has to be revealed to you. And once you get on that purpose land, get in that purpose land, then your prayer, your Bible reading, everything going to change, because now you're walking in ordained steps. You know, the Bible said the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in all his ways. Well, you see, you got to know your purpose. All right, here's Job 23. Yeah, I know why I didn't want to read it. In the NIV Bible, Job 23, 13, it says something about God. But he stands alone. And who can oppose him? He does whatever he pleases. And so, my footnote for you here tonight is, whether you know it or not, you can't change God's purpose. I mean, you can go to school, you can get educated, you can move out of town, but you cannot change God's purpose. And so, and it's important that you understand that. In Psalm 33:10. Let's just walk in the Bible a few minutes. Psalm 33:10. Amen?
Amen.
So I want you praying about your purpose. Yes. Give me direction. Give me direction, Lord, about my purpose in you. In Psalm 33:10, I'm still reading out the NIV Bible, Psalm 33:10. The Lord falls the plans of the nation. He thwart the purposes of the people, but the plan of the Lord stand firm forever. The purposes of his heart through all generations. So, the heathen purpose, God bringeth to naught. There are devices to none effect. Now write these scriptures down. Isaiah 14:26-27. All of God's purpose will come to pass.
Yes, sir.
Right. Acts 5:39. You cannot overthrow God's purpose. And then in Hebrews 6:17. In the NIV Bible, it talks about the unchanging nature of God's purpose. Hmm. if your purpose is not to glorify God, you will fail miserably. You know, we got all kind of stuff going on sometimes. If you discover your purpose through the power of the Holy Ghost and yield to it, you will live in the splendor of the glory of God. There's a power and a strength that cannot be received from nowhere else but living in your purpose. Wow. Write that down. Y'all just sitting there like I'm just talking. You better write this stuff down. Get yourself. Sit up here looking at me. There's a power and strength that cannot be received from nowhere else but living in your purpose. So that means, right here tonight, that means there's a power and strength you haven't walked in yet to the full degree. As your leader, I'm sharing with you now, I want you to ask God, you know, you want all things to work together for good, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, he said, for them that love God who are called according to his purpose. If the purpose left out, the love can't be as effective. See, what's my purpose? See, all right. Now, stepping in your purpose will ruin all the enemy's plan to deceive you. You cannot deceive a person who's walking in their all-damn, God all-damn purpose. That's why the scripture can say, all things work together. See, look at Romans 8:28 now. See, that scripture become a reality to you now because you're pulling your purpose in place.
Amen.
All things, look at this, all things work together for good. And listen, this scripture also tell us something. You cannot, oh Lord, you cannot find your purpose in the natural.
Yes.
See, that scripture come in the bulk of praying in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Romans 8, 26, 27. Then you go to Romans 8, 28. Yes. So in order to find my purpose, I'm going to have to move out of the flesh realm, out of the intellect realm, out of the mental realm,
yes,
out of she say, he say, they say realm. And move in the realm of the spirit and hear the voice of God for myself with instruction particularly tailor-made for me.
Yes.
I take an amen on that.
Amen.
No. You are about to mature like you never have matured before. The little facts that have been stacked against you for the last 15 or 20 years, you're going to spit on them.
Yes,
because you're stronger than anything come against you. But you have, there's certain things you have to know. There's certain things you have to pray about. See, people are not happy. Why are you not happy? You've got to get out of the natural realm, get in the spirit realm, and then come back. You think dope will make you high. Purpose will make you real high. Listen, I want you to hear this again. How many of y'all want to ruin all the enemy plans in your life or come against your life, come against your children, come against your family? All right. Stepping in your purpose will ruin all the enemy's plan to deceive you and lead you into a perverted purpose.
Wow.
He'll lead you into a perverted purpose. See, I like Romans 8:28. How many of y'all like Romans 8:28? I mean, it didn't say you wasn't going to be attacked, but it said it's going to work out to your good. But you have to be in his purpose. I'll get it a little clear in a few minutes. I got a note for parents and grandparents. You must protect your children until they come to the age to understand purpose. At the beginning, they don't understand. That's when the enemy want to get them, when they're not old enough to understand purpose. And if they got a parent that don't understand purpose, or a grandparent that don't understand purpose, the child don't stand a chance. You got to protect them. You got to protect them. Say, I have to protect them. All right. Proverbs chapter 33. Proverbs 33. I know we're going to have a lot of scripture tonight, but you'll be able to read them and meditate them. I mean, we say it's a Bible anyway. It's supposed to be the Bible. And I don't have time to stop in the Proverbs chapter 33. What? I say something, they ain't got a 33? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I wrote this note. My God, I'm going to have to skip this one. I know it's a good one, too. I wrote some. I got 6 or 7 notes pads up here. Let's try. I hope we got a Proverbs 16:9. Let's try it. That don't move me at all. That wrong voice don't move me at all. Don't move me at all. I've told you enough for us to pack our bag right now and go. That ain't move me. That move me. I know what that is. In Proverbs 16:9, you there? A man's heart devises his ways, but the Lord directed his steps. That's important. But the Lord is the one that establishes your steps. And then Proverbs 20:24, I hope you got a 20 chapter. It says that your steps are directed. See, all of this is within your purpose. Look in, just write those notes down. Look in Isaiah 14. Isaiah 14, because I won't just deal with the purpose. I don't know how far you're going to let me go in there, but I won't deal with it while I'm in there. May the Holy Ghost help us. I say, may the Holy Ghost help us. Glory to God. So you're about to settle a lot of things in your life.
Yes, sir.
See, all the advice you have received in your lifetime can be summed up in this one night. You finding your purpose is stronger than all the advice you've received in your life. Are you following me? I love it. I love it. Now look in Isaiah 14. Verse 27. I just don't know what version you're reading. Verse 27. For the Lord of hosts has purpose. You see that? And who shall deny it? And his hand is stretched out. And who shall turn it back? Man, my God. I must have to read this over here. Ooh, what is Isaiah? Jesus Christ. In other words, you see, when you're in your purpose, the reason all things work together for good for them that love God, who call according to his purpose. When you're in your purpose, there's no power that can stop your purpose. God ordained purpose. What God ordained purpose for me? So now you say, well, give me a revelation of my purpose. I can't. I can't give you a revelation of your purpose. That's between you and God. But you got to ask the Lord for your purpose. And then everything you go through, there's a purpose. So if you don't know the purpose, that's a $500 check. If you don't know the purpose, the Lord permits some things sometime for you to shift in your purpose. And so you now wise enough when anything come up now, how do this fit in my purpose? So if it don't fit, you and the Holy Ghost going to take it out. You are getting in a position that now you're going to accept nothing but what God have designed for you. In other words, you have enough power to say, stop it. I'm not going to have this. This is not in God's purpose for me. You know what we talked about the other day? Young man, that's God's purpose for you. Just hold on to it. It got to happen. I'm in full agreement with you. That's God's purpose. You see, when God purposed something for you and you in that purpose, that scripture is telling you that nobody can turn it around. Nobody can stop you. Do you know how powerful you are when you know you're in a situation that nobody can stop? Satan can't stop. Nobody can stop you. Huh? Let me try to read this out another version, because I want to take my time with this, because I want you leaving out here knowing where you're going. They read almost the same. For the Lord Almighty have what the for the Lord Almighty has purpose, and who can thwart him? His hand is stretched out, and who can turn it back? I'm not satisfied there. You're gonna bear with me, right? You're gonna let me teach you like the Lord lead me to teach you, right? You ready to win every time, right? The Holy Ghost help me here, because I want him to show me to drill this thing in you. All right, in the Amplified Bible, it says in Isaiah 14:27, for the Lord of hosts has decided and planned, and who can annul it? His hand is stretched out, and who can turn it back? See, that's all in you finding out what is your purpose. So no one and nothing can stop God's purpose in your life. In Isaiah 46:10, it revealed, my purpose shall stand. Proverbs 20:24, God must show you your purpose. Isaiah 55:11, and we often quote that scripture, but accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose. In Lamentation 3:37, you writing these scriptures down? You must know the power of a God-decreed purpose. The power of a God-decreed purpose. It's problematic. Turn to Matthew 26. You remember that woman poured that alabaster oil or perfume on Jesus, very expensive. In the spirit world, if you don't understand supernatural purpose or spiritual purpose, when something's going on beyond your intellect, you will become confused because you don't understand his purpose. The disciples asked a question here, and I think in 26:8, Matthew, what purpose was this waste? You know why they asked that question? They didn't understand the purpose. A powerful spiritual transaction had taken place, and the disciples really didn't know what it was. They called it a waste. When you do not understand purpose, you're going to be confused even when a blessing is flowing. Everything in your purpose, listen to me, will not be practical. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Wow. Everything in your purpose will not seem positive. God, dog, y'all robbed me. It won't be practical, so you can't. There are some things in your purpose you can't practice.
Yes, sir.
You can't learn it from another person. It will be oddball. And you will not, oh, watch this. And you will not see no tracks to follow. A lot of things we miss because we're looking for tracks. And what the Lord is about to do with you is about to make some new tracks. So in your purpose, you got to walk by faith. Finish it. Listen to me. Hear what the Spirit of God says. In your purpose, you do not need agreement. Two can't agree about your purpose. Because when you try to reveal your purpose to somebody else, they are not going to understand it. Why? Because it's your purpose. God, dog, man. Woo. But now you have a niche in your spirit. Mature right now. I want you to mature here right now. Any confounding thing you're dealing with, you must ask the Holy Ghost. Show me the purpose. Show me how to deal with this. From now on, if you heard anything I said, all your attacks are going to be to your advantage. Are the Bible wrong? Romans 8:28 wrong? God lied. He said all things work together for good for them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. I'm teaching you purpose. I'm giving you scripture after scripture. All you got to do is read them, feed yourself with them, and ask the Lord to show you. First John 3:8. Last part of that verse. For this purpose. Son of man was manifested, but he might destroy the works of the devil. So even destroying satanic opposition, you have to know how to function in purpose. Yeah. That he might destroy it. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Amen.
So when you get in your purpose, what's going to happen? You're going to destroy the works of the devil. I'll show you something. See, what's been holding you back for a long time? See, what is it you prayed about, read promises about, cried about, fought the good fight of faith about, but it seemed like it don't want to change. That's a purpose lesson. Your purpose will destroy all satanic work in your life. From that same scripture I just read. For this purpose. Is he in you?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Huh? Is Jesus in you?
Yes, sir.
He was manifest what? How? By knowing his purpose.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So I want you to say this to you. I want you to adhere to this by the Holy Ghost. I must have a revelation of my purpose on daily basis. For my purpose cannot be stopped by no means. I'll never lose courage again. I will never lose my confidence again. I'm stepping in my purpose. Sometime, you listening? Things are blocked so you can turn to your purpose. You were going the wrong way too fast, and you think you're going the right way, so the Lord permits the enemy to think he's stopping you to block you, because he wants you to turn. Your greater blessing is not on that street. You see it? Come on, grow up. Just grow up in one night. Grow up in one night. Oh, I see what it is. Oh, I see why things been lagging in my life. Oh, I see why my prayer has been hindered. Because I do not have the mind of the Spirit. See, Romans 8, 26, 27, talk about the mind of the Spirit. According to the will of God. To you, your purpose is greater than promises. Because you don't get in your purpose, the promise is going to be scrambled. That's the scripture in Ephesians. I want to read to you. We're going to find it. It's a powerful scripture. I might close with it, and I'll come back and teach on purpose some more. What did you say?
Praise God.
Do you have any idea what is happening to you right now? Huh? Many of the plans of a man, but the purpose of the Lord will prevail. The Lord permits some things. Your destiny is written on your purpose.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Every blessing in your account is in your purpose. It's personal. Turn to Ephesians chapter 1. Let me see, can I give you a commentary on this, on purpose? Now, Ephesians is written in past tense, the whole book. So, if everything is already done for me, where is it? It's in your purpose. Everything that God promised throughout the Old Testament and through the gospel is already done. It was done in one lick. So when you're praying, when you're asking, you're not asking for what is not yours.
That's right.
It's a, see, and this will put so much confidence in you. You're in the process, when you're praying, you're in the process of receiving what's already yours. You must come to the point. You listening?
Yes, sir.
That the contest is no longer a contest.
Yes,
you know who rule.
Yes,
sir. Psalm 110 said, rule in the midst of your enemy.
Yes, sir.
Now here in Ephesians, in my closing, Ephesians chapter 1, here's some things about, because here you're telling about, you know, we got verse 3, right? Verse 3. Let's read verse 3. Read it. All right. That same little word, all, is in Romans 8:28. Work with me a minute. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, right?
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
All right. What create what? Do things create the spirit? Or the spirit create things? Do we create the spirit or the spirit created us?
Spirit created us.
All right, let me just go for it again now. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Yes,
so now the Bible says you're seated with him in heavenly places.
Yes,
so whatever he has already done is yours.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's why I say all. See, don't be tripped by the spiritual blessing. It's the spiritual blessing that make all other blessings.
Yes.
And then you got those two verses now. You got... Well, I can go from here because you can go from here. You can go from Ephesians 1:3 on to another powerful voice, Ephesians 3:20.
Yes, yes, sir.
That's why Ephesians 3:20 couldn't say what it said unless you understand Ephesians 1:3.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundant, it said now. Why could it say now? Because it's already in place. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I ask or think. But notice what it says. According to the power. See, you're coming into knowledge power of your purpose.
Amen.
And so you can make things happen.
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
You're not going to like this. A lot of time, your faith has been sluggish because of being purposeless.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
You're acting for something without a purpose. You're believing for something without a purpose. You're just believing for it, but you don't have no purpose. You don't have no purpose. What you're believing for, you're not going to glorify God with it. Everything you believe for, you got to be ready to glorify God with it. You got to be ready to give a testimony. You got to be ready to praise him before you tell anybody else. God said, I won't share my glory with nobody. Give me my glory. See? And what we're about to read now in Ephesians will show some highlight of our purpose in Christ, how everything is hid in Christ. It says in Ephesians 1, let's see, in verse 9, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, notice now, according to his good pleasure, what he had purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both what are in heaven and what are on earth, even in him, in whom also, verse 11, we have what?
Obtained.
What?
Inherited.
Being what? How? That we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in him. See, the purpose is there. The purpose is in Christ. God put his purpose in Christ. You in Christ. Christ in you. Good God Almighty.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Now, in 2 Corinthians, this is the one I'm going to quote. 2 Corinthians 9, 7. Yeah, I'm about to tell you something now. 2 Corinthians 9, 7. Yeah. Everybody shout when the ear it is. Go to 2 Corinthians 9, 7. Amen. According as he purposes in his heart. So let him give, not grudging or necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Let me show what the Lord told me about that. I mean, this is almost, if it wasn't, if I didn't know the spirit world, it'd be ridiculous. But it's so powerful. And here's what he told me about that scripture, 2 Corinthians. Wait a minute, I got to find it. Oh, my God. Once you understand 2 Corinthians 9, 7, once you understand God's ordained purpose in that verse, your finances will explode. One of the most marvelous things God gave me, one, I don't forget what state I was in, but God told me to tell the people, I didn't come to get money from you. I came to get money to you. That verse is not trying to get money from you. That verse is designed on God's purpose to get money to you right in the midst of your enemy. If you understand that purpose, if you don't understand that purpose, why God telling you that? If you don't purpose in your heart, you'll never be rich. You'll keep letting the enemy talk you out of it, telling you you're spiritual when you're stupid. He's taking your money and telling you you're spiritual. You're spiritual. You don't want all that. You love God. God says, stupid, I've given you an inheritance. You can have me and all that. See, so everybody, y'all got a little bit in you? Y'all got a little bit in you? You got a little bit in you? Said, so I'm doing all right. You ain't nobody talking about no doing all right. You know, see, we call ourselves spiritual, but you're not really spiritual until you're rich. It's part of the game, baby. It's part of what Jesus died for. Just like he died for your righteousness, he died for your riches. And I'm talking about material riches. That's the book. See, we let this religious spirit, that murdering spirit, that's why I'm dealing with it. I've dealt with it. It's a religious murdering spirit. It murders the revelation of who you really are and what you're supposed to be have. And justify. You adjust yourself to, you know, I'm good. I'm good. Don't tell me you're good. Don't tell me. I'm good. Don't tell me you're good. Because I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Thank you. Deep. I'm good. Write this down. I don't know if I told it to you the same way. Flowing in God's ordained purpose will cause you to continually prevail in life. Mm-hmm. In Romans 9:11, I'm trying to close. In Romans 9:11, the purpose of God will stand no matter what.
Yes,
the purpose of God will stand no matter what. Jesus Christ. Yeah, glory to God. I'm going to show you how the enemy can choke you. This book is not an easy book to find, so Israel. Go ahead and get to looking for it. So I don't know where it's at. Find it your best way you can. I'm looking for it myself. That's Ezekiel, there ain't no Israel. Lord, how much? Where this book at? All right, there it is. Thank God for Index Bob. So when you're by yourself, you got a lot of time to be looking and fumbling, but not when you're with people, you got to go ahead and do what you got to do, you know. You got to look holy like you can handle it. Man, I know this book. Chapter 4. And in my Bible says adversaries help us refuse. It says in verse 5, Israel 4 and 5, and hired counselors against them. You see that? To frustrate their purpose. And so that's what he want to do. You underline in your Bible, he want to frustrate your purpose. Frustrated purpose is how the enemy gets you messed up. Don't let him frustrate your purpose. When you're praying in the Holy Ghost, say, Lord, show me my purpose today. Show me what I should accomplish. Why would the enemy want to frustrate your purpose? Because he know Romans 8:28. Because he know what it is. Proverbs 19:21. Look at Proverbs 19. I got 50 seconds. Look at, no, don't look at nothing. Lift your hand and praise God. Hallelujah. Stand on your feet and praise God a few minutes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Purpose, 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 purpose. Purpose, purpose, purpose. Say it. Purpose, purpose, purpose. I'm ready to walk in his perfect will for me. God's perfect will for me is full of blessing. Lord, you're going to give me my husband on purpose. Lord, you're going to give me my wife on purpose. She's purpose. Lord, my wife's going to be by my side on purpose. Lord, my husband's going to be by my side listening to the word on purpose. You purpose that wife would have. Purpose has already been proven. Because purpose really is God. Will you let God do some things on purpose for you?
Yes, sir.
And get out of that pity party and put it as a purpose party. If you permit the Holy Spirit to reveal you your purpose and train you in it, you will enter into the life of joy unspeakable and full of glory. Let me read it right quick again. If you permit the Holy Spirit to reveal you your purpose and train you in it, you will enter into the life of joy unspeakable and full of glory. Number two, if you don't seek your purpose with all your heart, this world will keep putting pepper in your eyes that you can't see your vision. You want me to get that again? If you don't seek your purpose with all your heart, this world will keep putting pepper in your eyes that you can't see your vision. And I said this one to you, but I'll give it to you again. You must not get talent, gift, and purpose mixed up. They are not the same. Ah, glory. All things work together for good for them that love God, those who are called according to his purpose. Amen.